The Broncos offense didn't get any favors from the schedule makers this year. After facing Seattle this week, it hosts the fifth best defense in the league in Arizona.
We got a lot of talent. A lot of great players from Patrick Peterson, Cromartie, you know, the front line. It's just, you know, they throw a lot of different things. It's just about going out and converting.
The Cardinals are second in the NFL, allowing just 15 points per game.
I mean, everybody knows, you know, Peterson. You know, you talk about him and probably about two other guys in the NFL. And Cromartie's no slouch, I know that. I mean, we've seen him, obviously, for a long time, whether it's been in San Diego or New York.
The Broncos wide receivers said the key to facing the likes of Patrick Peterson and Antonio Cromartie is to make the most of every opportunity.
We definitely got to be on our A game from a mental standpoint of knowing our heights and sights. And when the opportunities come for big plays, we got to make them.
You know, you got to be on top of your routes and make sure you're running good routes and understanding what they're trying to do coverage-wise and different things like that and attack them the best you can and make sure you're going out there and making plays when you get your opportunity.
As Peyton Manning nears a milestone this game, so does Wes Welker, who needs just two catches to tie Rod Smith for the most receptions among undrafted players in NFL history.
And just really being the same sentence as Rod Smith is something that I never dreamed. So I'm definitely honored just to be mentioned in the same breath as him.
Welker says he hasn't spoken to the Broncos Ring of Famer about the benchmark, but says he has all the respect in the world for Smith. At Dove Valley, I'm Phil Milani, Broncos TV.